You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I didn't know that. I think I've heard this, but I had forgotten about it until this morning. The Avalanche have not won a game 7 in playoff action for more than 20 years.
Oh, so they weren't going into this with really good chances, huh?
Well, the curse continued last night. You know, the last time they won a game 7, the winning goal was scored by Peter Forsberg. So that ought to tell you guys something.
It's been a while.
Anyway, they dropped game 7 to the Kraken at Ball Arena. They now have all of 2 weeks off before the next season starts. That seems that way.
Right. We'll see all of our sports guys next door. I've seen them walking around the halls this morning. They're real mopey. Yeah. Dragging their feet.
Yeah. Josh is not going to be happy.
Josh will be really mad, yeah.
Even on the other hand, the Nuggets had a big win against Phoenix over the weekend. They now play game 2 of their second round series tonight at Ball Arena, and then they're off until Friday. You got a big layoff between games 2
and 3.
Good,
let them rest.
The NFL draft finished up over the weekend. The Broncos got a few guys. Anything else you want to say about the draft?
I was glued to it, just riveting.
Jeremy, it was another number one weekend for the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Was it really? It's still going strong, huh?
It has now officially passed the $1 billion mark in box office receipts. The
Good
new
for them.
Guardians of the Galaxy movie will open this coming weekend. That will knock the video game out of the top spot after 4 weeks. But man, 4 weeks at number one, that's a pretty good run.
Yeah, and $1 billion.
Yeah, so... Anyway, that's going on. Woke up this morning to yet another story about the Fountain of Youth. Seems like we're getting a lot more of these lately. But science, you know, with the help of artificial intelligence and everything, is racing along. So the latest notion of how to extend the human lifespan comes from university researchers down in San Diego who have been working with yeast... Yes, yeast cells, but they are confident that the same process they're using with the yeast cells could eventually be applied to human cells. When they worked with the yeast, they got them to expand their lifespan by over 80%.
Holy cow. So they're just wanting to do that with us, whatever they're doing with the yeast.
I don't want to break this down and get too complicated. I was writing about it for the Mindbender Club mailer. It's kind of complicated, but... The whole idea is if you take a cell, they say it has two routes it can take to get to aging. And cells tend to choose one or the other, and so then they burn out. But what they did is they trained the cell to do like a toggle switch and go back and forth between the two ways of aging. Okay. And by doing that, it obviously then extended the lifespan.
Okay, well...
So we've got a little cell toggle switch inside us that's just waiting to be thrown.
Now, what are they suggesting then as far as our age would be? Like...
Well, if you add 80%...
Would you do 80% more on a human?
Yeah, well, that's what they're thinking. Wow. So let's say we live to be 80 now. What'd that make us, like 145 if you add 80%? Yeah, 144.
Ugh.
You don't like that?
That's a lot more years going into the office and dealing with people and saving. Imagine your retirement account would need to be.
Well, you know, the thing to keep in mind with this aging, to me, it's not about the living longer. It's that your years of being healthier and ache and pain-free.
Yeah, it's the quality.
Might extend,
it's the quality,
right?
Yeah.
So if we get, you know, 100 years of good quality of life, that's pretty remarkable.
So be it. That's kind of cool.
Anyway, this is still years away, but at least they're getting there. All right, so the story that I was raving about a little while ago, I've been writing car reviews for so long, and I've noticed over the last, especially the last 10 to 15 years, car makers have gotten just completely obsessed with touchscreen, which is cool. We like touchscreens on our laptops. We certainly love them on our phones. But it got to the point where I'd write a review and said, guess what? You can't just turn down the air conditioning in this car. You can't just take the knob and go, turn it down. Mm-hmm. You got to hit the touchscreen. Then you got to go to climate. Then you got to go to this. You got to go to that. Yeah. And my point was always, this is freaking dangerous.
Well, they complain and complain about staying off your cell phones. Don't be on your cell phone. And then they put a flip an iPad right there in front of you. My good buddy Surat just bought a brand new Ram truck. Mm-hmm. And that screen in that truck from top to bottom, think of a truck dash. And side to side, we drove it around at night, and it was blinding. It was so bright in there and so massive.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, it's actually a little annoying to try to flip through the menus just to turn on my heated seats.
Yes. That's always been my complaint.
Yeah,
I bitch about
man.
It in all the reviews I write. Well, finally, it looks like some car makers are listening. They are about to start bringing back buttons and knobs.
Yay!
Hooray!
Hooray.
Now, obviously not all of them, but I think there's going to be a flood of people who rave about this because it's too dangerous and it's just a pain. Just give me a little knob.
The headlights, keep the headlights there with the knob and the climate controls for sure.
Yes.
For sure.
So anyway, they say, listen, once we get to autonomous cars, the whole self-driving thing, then we can go back to the screens because we won't really be driving anyway. And then we would want an iPad on our dashboard. We sit there and play.
I have a buddy of mine who just bought a Tesla, and he was going through one of those automatic car washes that essentially just grabs your car, you know, and you're on a track and it pulls you in. But you have to be in neutral for it to work. And he's like, it was so embarrassing because I didn't know how to put my car into neutral. He's like, I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't find it on the screen. He's like, there's alarms going off, and they're shutting the wash down.
Great.
They, like, threw it into stop, and he's like, I don't know how to put it in neutral. It was in some menu, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awkward.
It's a thing. So kudos to the car companies that are starting to go back to knobs and buttons. We appreciate
it. I hate to keep beating this to death, but what if that screen goes out? You can't do anything. Anyway.
At least if our knob came off, we could super glue it back on.
Yeah, or get a pair of pliers in there and turn it on and off, you know?
Exactly.
Jeez.
All right, what else is trending?
Oh, today's May Day. First day of May, you guys. Can you believe it? My goodness. Are you going to get little baskets together with flowers and treats and put them on your neighbor's doorstep today?
Already did.
Okay, good. Hopefully they come by your house and put NyQuil in yours or DayQuil.
I just took a couple of DayQuil about 10 minutes
ago. That stuff works wonders, man. Kentucky Derby this month. Dom mentioned Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is coming out. Fast X or Fast 10. And then the live-action Little Mermaid is coming out this month. So it's going to be a big month for entertainment. And on Netflix, Arnold Schwarzenegger's first TV series is coming out called FUBAR. I think is how you pronounce it. It's supposed to be kind of like a spy comedy.
Do you know what FUBAR is?
No. Was it short? Is it short for something?
Oh, yeah. It started as a military term.
Okay.
FUBAR is effed up beyond all recognition.
I love it.
That's what people in the military would say. If something was FUBAR, it's kind of like somehow how the radio station runs.
That's great, man. That's really good. Okay, now we know. Cinco de Mayo this month, Mother's Day, a bunch of stuff going on this month. What else do I have? Oh, this Michael J. Fox documentary that's coming out. He turns 62 next month. They say he's now lived with his Parkinson's for longer than he has not had Parkinson's. He was diagnosed when he was 29 years old. New documentary coming out called Still. And the subtitle is A Michael J. Fox Movie. It's coming out on Apple TV May 12th, where he talks about all the struggles and triumphs of living with Parkinson's. And although it looks incredibly sad to see him like this, it looks like a really, really well-done documentary. He said he unfortunately doesn't feel like he's going to make it till 80 years old. He said each day is getting harder and harder and harder. I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but I will say this documentary looks really good. Go ahead.
Some of my donations each year now go to the Parkinson's Foundation because I lost a very good friend of mine to complications from it. You generally don't die from Parkinson's. It's the complications of other things.
Yeah, you fall down.
But
it
cost him his life.
Heartbreaking
disease.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I watched the little preview, and he said he just noticed one day that his pinky was starting to move like crazy, and he couldn't control it. And that's kind of where it all started. It's very, very sad. Hey, does anyone remember Bubbles? That was Michael Jackson's monkey.
The chimp. Yeah,
if you didn't know, Michael Jackson had a monkey, you guys. Well, Bubble just celebrated his 40th birthday. I guess he's living at a monkey retirement home in Florida called the Center for Great Apes. And they threw him a big old birthday party this weekend. And the theme was bubbles. And there was cake and mashed bananas and a bubble bath and bubble decorations.
That sounds good. I'd like all of that.
The thing that was a little concerning to me is the staff thought it would be a good idea to show Bubbles a bunch of DVDs with Michael Jackson in him. And they say, the story here says, Bubbles seemed triggered.
Oh.
Well, that's kind of sad. You show him his, you know, owner that's no longer around, and I'm sure the little monkey has memories, and I don't think that was very nice.
Monkey memories.
Monkey memories. He's like, here's your former owner, and the thing flipped out. That's
God,
not cool.
I remember talking on this show about when they put Bubbles into the retirement home, and that was
really
15 years ago, or seems something. He's been living the life, man.
Yes, just chilling. There is a TikTok video that's gone viral this morning. If I recall, I think this video isn't new. It came out in like 2021, but anyway, somebody posted it on TikTok the other day. It's a shot from inside an airplane, and the woman is showing a guy putting a bunch of tape on one of the plane engines. And she's like, I'm never flying this airline again, because it truly looks like they're duct taping the engine back together. And now airline companies are like, whoa, 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 this is actually a pretty common fix. It's like a high-strength aluminum tape, a high-speed tape, and they say it's for temporary minor repairs to non-structural aircraft components.
Yeah, just relax.
But the video is a little concerning.
Although I would trust that stuff. I mean,
I guess, but if I'm sitting there in the plane looking out the window and they're taping up the engine, I'm like, is it too late to pull the slide? And then
did I tell you the funny thing about the last time I flew?
No.
This is weird. It's the most, one of the things we fear when we fly is them losing our luggage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always a window seat guy. And on the last flight back from Denver, as I was sitting in the window seat while they were loading the luggage in, I watched my bag go up the conveyor belt into the plane.
Yeah.
And I laughed. I was like, there's something funny about that, about how that's the most reassuring feeling that you see your own bag going onto the plane.
You're like, oh, good, they got my pants. Good, good, good. Oh, phew. Do you tie something on your luggage so you know it's yours?
I don't tie, but I have, you'd like this. I take that blue tape that you use for when you're painting.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I wrap it around a couple of the different handles on there really tight.
So it's marked.
So it just jumps out as blue tape around the handle.
Smart,
it looks kind of trashy, but I never miss my bag.
That's right. That's what you got to do. That's great. All right, man, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Couple things you need to check out on our clickbait today. It's Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. One is an iceberg that's been floating around the internet this weekend. It's a photographer in Canada posted photos of an iceberg floating off the coast of Newfoundland. Is it Newfoundland or Newfoundland?
Newfoundland. Yeah, you said it right.
Yeah. Anyway, it looks like a giant pee-pee ding-ding. So there's been a lot of jokes about the iceberg. I mean, it is a giant pee-pee ding-ding. So look at that. And then the second thing is some of the ugliest shoes you're going to see all year. This company called J. Anderson came out with frog shoes. They look just like Crocs, but they have giant frog eyes on the front, so it looks like you're wearing frogs on your feet.
Why?
$500 for these shoes. It's some artsy-fartsy thing. But I guess people are buying them like crazy, and they're $500. So anyway, check out both of those stories on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Ribbit.
I haven't seen I've heard about the iceberg, but I haven't seen it. So should I log on, or would I just be depressed?
It looks just like it. And there's been a lot of jokes like, you know, well, not bad for considering how cold it is. And
oh, I get it.
And other people are like, well, you know, like 50% of it is under the surface. Yeah,
that is funny.
It's the complete package. It's just floating around.
Package? Did you say
it's the
package?
Complete package. And it was in, I think it was a place called like Conception Bay or something like that too. Is where they spotted it, which is perfect.
Okay, well, let me scroll down.
You want to find it? I think it's in there.
There it is.
There it is.
Oh, that looks fake. That can't possibly be real.
Nature has a sense of humor.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep. All right.